It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
He lost sight of his eyes when he was, or in his eyes. I guess lost.
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment.
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment.
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
The ticket.
He lost sight in his eyes.
He lost sight of his eyes was the original.
Yeah, of his eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, in his eyes. I mean, he lost his vision.
All right. The emergency break of the week brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. And I guess you can vote on them at 888-787-1310, at least for another week anyway. Candidate number one is Bob Sturm from Bob and Dan, Bad Radio. You know, the NHL draft is coming up. Bob was giving out some scenarios for the Stars, one of those being that they're going to have three really good picks, so they could trade one or two of those for a veteran defenseman. That may be part of the new Hitch plan. But from the timer that Jer put on it, this took a minute 40 for Bob to explain it to Dan. So Dan lost interest. For the sake of time here, we're going to give you the shorter version of this. It's still a minute long, the explanation from Bob. Dan still apparently lost interest because he repeated what Bob had just said at the beginning of this scenario.
The belief is the Stars have three real attractive picks in the top, 35 of the draft or so, with which to go find a real stud to join this team on the blue line. You should be aware that they're probably going to look heavily into going to get a 26, 27-year-old defenseman who's a finished product who can fit right into your top four right now than go get an 18-year-old or several 18-year-olds with all these draft picks. So I assume that's what they're thinking there.
That's interesting. I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, that's how.
I'm not sure they're going to trade the number three pick alone for, like, Tanev in Vancouver.
Or so, yeah, Bob just explained to him for 40 seconds. So, yes, they're going to trade one of these picks or all of them for a veteran. Yeah? I heard they may trade that pick. So that became a punchline for the rest of Bad Radio for that day. Candidate number two is Mike Reiner. Now, this is nothing that Mike says. It's something that he did. And, you know, this should probably be on Corby and Danny, because poor Mike, he had to take a bathroom break, like we all do from time to time. But it took Mike a while to get back, so he was accused of something, and then he gave the real reason as to why it took him a while to get back. Now, why Corby couldn't just jump in here, give a time check, talk about what's coming up on the hard line, I don't know. They just resorted to playing chimpanzee riding on a Segway.
Hold your butts. It's time for a major ticket announcement. Get by the channel this Friday morning at 8:15 during the Musers on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam.
For dancing in the streets.
Did you have a tinkle that turned into a dookie? Sure seems like it.
No. I had old man syndrome in there.
What, did you forget where you were?
No. Sometimes it takes a long time to get going.
Did you go in there looking for your horse?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go looking for my horse.
What are you doing here?
Sometimes it takes it a while to get going, and when it does, it takes it a long time to stop.
I can help you with that.
So sweet.
I don't know.
Somebody needs to.
Don't know if you can. All right, so.
Oh, boy.
Gross.
I don't know why Ryan's was that detailed. I guess because he was accused of something else.
Funny line.
Mm-hmm. Takes a while to get going, and then it takes a while to stop.
All right. Well, there's Ryan's. A little late coming back from the men's room for an emergency break of the week.
Very indeed.
And then there's candidate number three.
Yay.
It's Norm, once again. Now, this causes a stop down because Norm paused. It was just a throwaway line when he was talking about this restaurant that he went to in Iceland. He got caught up on the name, which anytime you hear the number 23, of course you're going to think of Michael Jordan. And Norm did. It was just a throwaway line where he could have kept going, but I guess he thought that this would just bring a lot of laughter because Norm likes throwing out dad humor, and he didn't get any support, and he probably shouldn't have really gotten too much support on this.
We're in the tiny, beautiful, picturesque town of Akureyri. We ask about a restaurant, and the person tells us the best restaurant around here is Rub 23. All right, we're going to go to Rub 23, and it was good, man. It was
good. Sounds like a place you've been to, Mike.
Ooh.
Yep. You walk in.
Thank you.
That's true.
By the way.
Was it racing, though?
No, it was big Michael Jordan fans. Anyway, okay, I'll continue.
No, please.
You walk into Rub 23, and you walk into the bar. And at the bar,
first is the odd phrase.
Pausing for laughter?
Yes, I think so. Gosh. Plus the awkward phrase, it was big Michael Jordan fans.
It was.
And you can hear him ramp it up.
It was big Michael Jordan fans.
All right, one more time.
We're in the tiny, beautiful, picturesque town of Akureyri. We ask about a restaurant, and the person tells us the best restaurant around here is Rub 23. All right, we're going to go to Rub 23, and it was good, man. It was
good. Sounds like a place you've been to, Mike.
Ooh.
Yep. You walk in.
Thank you.
That's true.
By the way.
Was it racing, though?
No, it was big Michael Jordan fans. Anyway, okay, I'll continue.
Yeah, please.
You walk into Rub 23, and you walk into the bar.
Yeah,
and
the yeah please. Yeah. The line, it was big Michael Jordan fan, should have garnered some laughter, don't you think?
No.
Well,
just
it didn't.
A crap joke.
Nobody will shoehorn a sports joke in more than Norm.
Anyway,
I guess I'll continue.
Yes, please.
Just in the Pro Bowl yesterday.
All right, so those are your three candidates. NHL Bob, Bathroom Rhines, or Michael Jordan Joke Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, Muser.
Die.
So
hi,
bad.
Double fake tiger.
So bad.
Hey, you know that guy who called last week and said I was. Well, anyway, all I have to say to the viewers that don't like me calling in. Oh, too bad. And I'm going to vote for.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, he was about to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Sports caller, you're on the air. Talk to us.
Vaginal size, more and more.
No, gosh.
Made us wait all that time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah?
Do you know how doctors make little girls?
I don't know if I want to hear this. What?
They pull the D's off the dumb ones.
What?
Y'all still want to take calls for e-break? Or should we just vote like we do on Biggest Show? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Ryan's PP issues and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Mike Reiner.
Thank you, sir. There you go. That's how you vote right there, folks.
That's it.
Or just a quick joke.
Give me Ryan's butt squirt.
They weren't that, sir. He told us in great detail what it was. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Muses, Gordon, Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Give me Norm. Mazo, mazo. Good things.
Okay, he does always vote quickly.
Yes, he does.
Going with that.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yes, can I order some flowers, please?
Can he what?
Order some flowers.
No.
Go to proflowers.com.
Yeah, that's the best way to go. Use that pro gift or program.
Floral.
What?
Floral.
No, stop. Let's go somewhere else. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes.
You know, Speedy would have, too, if he didn't pass away.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one, pal. Let's go with Norm. Norman Adolf Hitzkus.
Thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Is this abortion talk?
No, it's not. Gosh. Not, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. Tomfoolery here. You guys play that Bob Sturm by the word? Laugh at me first, laugh at me last, but either way, you can...
Okay, you're confusing two things there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello. I want to vote for the man who has more Chevys than a Chevrolet dealership, and I want to vote for the man who has more BMWs than a Beamer dealership. That is Mike Reiner.
That's fake pudge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Reiner has won the emergency break of the week.
Hold your butts. It's time for a major ticket announcement. Get by the channel this Friday morning at 8:15 during the Musers on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam.
For dancing in the streets. Did you have a tinkle that turned into a dookie? Sure seems like it.
No. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. I had old man syndrome in there.
What, did you forget where you were?
No. Sometimes it takes a long time to get going.
Did you go in there looking for your horse?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go looking for my horse.
What are you doing here?
Sometimes it takes it a while to get going, and when it does, it takes it a long time to stop.
I can help you with that.
So sweet.
I don't know.
Somebody needs to.
I don't know if you can.
All right, there's so much mayhem packed into that 1 minute of audio.
Play all the drops you can coming out of the break. And
dancing
just
in the street.
Time delay and then that. How many is that for Ryan?
69th win, 18 behind Norman Checkered Tablecloth Hitzkus.
Okay, that is not his nickname.